American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here with you on this Thursday, 16 April, 2015. Tax day was yesterday? Really? You know, yesterday on the program, I was talking about the incident that happened. What did we have just happen a couple of weeks ago down in South Carolina, in North Charleston? Guy gets out of his car and takes off running because, well, he thinks there's warrants for his arrest for non-payment of child support. He gets shot in the back and killed. And yesterday, I posted the video out in Arizona that it looks like attempted vehicular homicide to me. We have it posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at it. Now, granted, the guy is not himself. He's walking down the street with a rifle, a loaded rifle, and he pops around off in the air, but he did not fire at any one individual, and especially in this case, a cop. And it shows the one guy that was on the radio, keeping everybody apprised of the situation. He just basically told the other cops that were coming into the area, you know, stand down. You know, be easy here. He was the guy making the call, and then some other hotshot hits the accelerator. You can hear this in the video. One video is shot from one car, and then the other video that is shown is actually from the car that the cop actually runs the guy over. And there's a still shot that's actually captured as well in the very moment of impact. And let me tell you something here, folks. This guy was not released in the custody of the police after a couple of days. You know these damn crash bars that they have in the front of the car? This cop was accelerating and doing better than 40, 45 miles an hour. Hits the guy right in the back, in the lower back, and one of those bars on the, I call it the, it's kind of like the old trains. Remember the little scoops that they had in the front? Well, this one hits him directly in the lower back at high speed. And at least that's the way the human body would look at it. A 5,000-pound vehicle doing better than 40, probably closer to 45 to 50 miles an hour. And it's a damn good thing the guy is not dead. But there's no way in God's green earth that he was treated for a couple of days and then released to the cops. I don't buy that for a second. But at any rate, that is up there. And you know what? I know the cops deal with a lot of stuff out there in the street. And we're all aware of that. But we have seen them dealing with situations that can be remediated or resolved in much less dramatic fashion. And that's being kind. Much less dramatic fashion. And as I said, no shots were fired at any cops or any individuals. The guy was just walking down the street, probably pissed off at something, I don't know what, fires a shot in the air, and the cop on the radio tells the other units, hey, look, shot fired. No, I did not fire the shot. He does have a loaded weapon, but he did not tell them that, look, it's life or limb time. We got to take this guy down. That was not the scenario. And if this doesn't warrant attempted vehicular homicide, I don't know what does. Because I have seen taped incidents before where a cop gets nudged by somebody's fender that they're driving off. And that's attempted vehicular homicide. Well, I don't, if that's brushing a cop's backside, pulling away, if that is attempted vehicular homicide or intent to do great bodily harm, which is one notch down from class A number one attempted murder, well, then the guy that was driving that damn car should be charged with attempted vehicular homicide. I just can't believe it. It's becoming almost inconceivable to me that these guys are out on the streets doing this crap, and I can tell you that they're being given rein to do this. There's another story that we have posted. Florida cops use tank for a routine traffic stop, and they kind of assaulted the guy for flipping him off. Well, okay. It's not the way I would do it, but it's already been ruled on by the Supreme Court of the United States that flipping somebody the middle finger is protected under free speech. So I guess free speech doesn't carry with the cops anymore. And I'll give you the full story on that one. And it's, they're running around in an armored vehicle, something less than an MRAP, but it's definitely military. And there were some people around that this guy didn't even know who the hell they were. They were all cammied up, but they sure as hell didn't act and look like cops. You know, I've been talking to several people over the last couple of days about this Jade Helm thing. And I, you know me, folks, I have a tendency to downplay. I don't like to play the part of the alarmist. Some of that comes from me being fully aware of people out there that are blowing the alarm bell every whip stitch. And that has a tendency to desensitize people. You know, the old crying wolf deal. And when you really need somebody to pay attention, they're going to ignore you. Oh, that's just him rambling on again. But the more I'm talking with a lot of people, and the feedback I'm getting is there is something in the air, and they're looking at this just as hard as I am. So we need to stay ever vigilant. Don't get paranoid. Because that's another thing that happens when people feel maybe a perceived threat. They have a tendency to alter their behavior. And I am just going to say this about that. Use your best, and I mean your very best judgment. Keep those spidey senses sharp, that's for sure. But do not let your paranoia or a fear factor make you do something that you could not reverse. There'll be plenty of time, if saner heads do not prevail, there's going to be plenty of time for that later. Oh my God, he just made a terrorist threat. I can see them nudging each other down in Quantico right now. Oh, we got him. Yeah, buzz off. You know, how does it feel to be the junkyard dog for the junkyard guy that doesn't give a damn about you, you dog? And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but here's a news flash for you. That your masters really do not care. And I'm talking about you vaunted ones in the agency that you're thrown accolades and where you're entrusted with so much. They don't give a rat's rear end about you, your safety, your life. And truth be known, this is the word I got years ago from somebody that was in a position to know something more than what I did. Flat out told me, he said, these guys don't get it. They really don't get it. They're as much a cannon fodder as the normal rank and file guy out on the street. They don't give a damn. As a matter of fact, it would suit their purposes better that they be eliminated, that they be put in position that they shuffle off the mortal coil in faster than what they would like. And I will say this directly. From FBI on down, they don't give a damn. It will serve their purpose if you serve them up until the time that they no longer need you, and they will not cry a tear when you go bye-bye. And I hope you're starting to recognize this. Who you're serving. You either serve the people of this country and you abide by the long walked away law called the Constitution, or you're putting yourself in a very bad position. And if they're willing to do this, if you're looking at this whole thing objectively, and you better start, if they're willing to do this to the American people and to a whole country, what do you think they're going to do to you in the future? That's something you had better start thinking about. And all as it's going to take, as I was told years ago, this is probably better than 15 years ago, we showed up in a little town, and I do believe it was on the Indiana-Illinois border, small town, 70,000 people. They had 70 cops total on a force. Well, that included the administrative bench warmers as well. But two guys showed up, plain clothes, sat and listened to the presentation. Afterwards, they told us that, look, we came down here, we were going to recon this, give our opinion as to what we thought, and before we report back to our people, we will tell you this, that if it ever comes down to a point where they tell us we've got to make a move on the American people, whether it be gun confiscation or rounding up for an internment camp or whatever the hell the scenario is, we will put down our service weapons and we are going to walk to the man. We cannot speak for the administrative bench warmers, they told us, but to the man, the rank and file out there, we will lay down our weapons and we will walk. And remember, folks, better than 15 years ago, when things weren't as nutsy and crazy as they are right now. And you guys, and I'm talking to law enforcement, no matter where you're at, you are going to have to make a decision. This isn't about your weekly paycheck. This isn't about your medical benefits. It isn't about your retirement benefits, because the way these loonies are running things, you're not going to have a damn retirement anyhow. Or you're not going to have a check. Serve the country. Serve the American people. Serve your own soul and your conscience and your heart and your mind. This is not a practice thing. This is real life. This is the one thing that we only have one go around with. And do you think the people that you are serving right now, I want you to step back for a second and take a look at the absolute carnage and chaos and misery and poverty that they have created. And if you look at it objectively, how they've been social engineering, how they've been lying and manipulating and driving this once great country right into the damn ground, you had better get your minds right. And right soon. I had to get that one off of my chest. It was weighing heavy. Get off me, I can't breathe. It's hard to imagine that this surreal story does not originate in a nation run by a violent warlord Or maybe it does. But it actually comes from Florida, while Lucas Jewell, a resident of Gainesville, noticed local members of the, I think this is Alachua County Sheriff's Department, were riding through town in a tank-like armored vehicle that appears to be a Lanco Bearcat, an armored personnel carrier intended for military use. As Mr. Jewell believes that this is the gross abuse of taxpayers' dollars, well, I wouldn't start out with that, but that's the story, the abuse of taxpayers' dollars and is opposed to the militarization of police, he found this display of military hardware on public roads offensive and showed the individuals in riding in the tank his middle finger and proceeded to continue on his journey. Well, the deputies from Alachua County Sheriff's Department had other plans. They followed Mr. Jewell closely for several blocks and then decided to pull him over in an attempt to punish and intimidate him. Now, what appears to be a paramilitary group of individuals exited the armored vehicle and immediately proceeded to assault Mr. Jewell, accuse him that he was receiving oral sex from his girlfriend, and his middle finger gesture constituted an improper hand signal in violation of Florida traffic law. An improper hand signal? Yeah, that's like getting pulled over. Well, you match the description in the car, match the description of a bank robber. I've even had that pulled on me when I was just a snot-nosed kid. The suggestion of the middle finger raised in the air was intended to be a traffic hand gesture is ludicrous, but it didn't stop these cops from attempting to bully Jewell into submission. And this, again, is posted on the website. Take a look at it. You're going to be peeking into the future of this country, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not stop these out-of-their-mind clowns dead in their tracks. This was provided by Truth Voice by Mr. Jewell, and it illustrates the level of militarization that local police forces are reaching, including patrolling U.S. streets and using military vehicles to enforce minor traffic violations or punish peaceful citizens for protected speech. Take a look at it. Take a look at it. Really? You know, you can escalate or you can de-escalate. The only thing I see right here is escalation. And when the cops get it in their head that they're the Billy Badasses with a six gun and they're the final arbiter of justice, expect anything. If they have it in their minds that this is the course of business as usual, now and into the future, you better check your premises, Mr. and Mrs. Cop. For God's sakes, what is wrong with you people? Now, I started to say before, and I understand what goes on in the streets out there. I've been reporting on this stuff for 20, 21 years. Yeah, you've been living it. Yeah, I got that. But at what point in time do you hang up humanity and become just as much of an animal as you claim that you're going after? Tell me that. And if you think justification for this type of behavior is justified, well, then you really have something out of sorts. There is something very, very, very wrong. And maybe you should go into private security. Maybe you guys better look for another job, because as I just told you, the ones on high don't give a rat's patoot about your life. If they did, they would not be putting you in this position right now. And we wouldn't be even having this conversation if we had a representative government that followed the law and followed the Constitution. I want you to seriously consider those words. This is not a threat. This is a plea for sanity, for God's sakes.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Boy, did I time that out right to the last second. A little shout-out here for our Extendolite friends. I was talking to the fine folks up in Canada here that have got a great product. And I was talking to them today, and they're thinking about dropping as a sponsor to the network. And I was just aghast because they've been with us for almost 11 years. 11 years. The reason why is because the customers that try the Extendolite, it works. And they reorder. And then they reorder. And then they reorder. So I called the fine folks up there today and I said, look, what can we do here? Can we do a special or something? So they gave me permission to go on the air today. And they're going to repeat the February special that they had. And this is a 4-month supply of Extendolite. A 4-month supply for $125. Now, I had Don on the other day. And it's something that never occurred to me before. But you people are on all these medications from the doctor. High blood pressure medicine, blood thinners, all this other stuff. Extendolite, and I can't say this according to law, because it's not been cleared by the FDA. We're not saying that Extendolite cures disease. But I can say, as an alternative supplement, it sure as hell can change the way you're living right now. I mean, you people on cholesterol drugs, high blood pressure medicines, what is that costing you a month? What is that costing you? Figure it out. And if you can tell me that 4 months of your medication doesn't exceed $125, you've got some fine generic drugs there in a real cheap pharmacy. But chances are that you're on these medications, they're relieving your symptoms, but they're not helping to solve your health problems. So with their permission today, we're going to offer this 4 months of Extendivite, and that's either the capsules or the liquid. A lot of people like the liquid because it absorbs into the system. You drop it under your tongue, boom, it's gone. It's already in your system. I personally am not a big fan of garlic, so I take the Extendivite caps. And I don't have a cast iron gut like I used to have. You know, there's some things that'll make me go burp in the middle of the night. I don't burp garlic, folks. So if you've got sensitivity to garlic or a stomach that kind of likes to regurgitate a little bit of gas, you don't have to worry about that. But think about this. This is not only going to get you off of medications, it's going to save your money. And the one thing that you're hoping and praying for is better health. Well, quit praying for it. The stuff is here. Do it for yourself. Get yourself healthy. A 4 month supply of this for $125. That's almost a giveaway. That is a blessing in a container. Their toll free number, 877-928-8822. 877-928-8822. Or go to republicbroadcasting.org. You're someplace right now you can't jot down a number. I get it. Go to our website. On the right hand side, it's got the Extendivite. Click that on. You can contact them. You can send them emails. They have their phone number also posted on there as well. And the website is heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Go to the website, take a look at it, or just go to ours, click on the banner, and it'll take you right to their site. Or just call them. Call them right now. 877-928-8822. People don't let your health away. And if you've ever considered this in the past, well, you know, maybe I will try that. This, I'm telling you what, the product works. You're going to get 4 months supply of this for a lousy $125. And you cannot beat that. All right. We appreciate Extendivite being with us for all of these years. Quite a few. That seemed like an awfully short break or interim here. Am my clock screwed up or is your simian off? You saying it's me? Nah. All right. Take the bottom of the hour break. We'll take your phone calls today as well. 800-313-9443. Back in a flash.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said.
We are back, and this is unsolicited. I've got a lady on the phone from Michigan, Elaine. Elaine, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I took a break from the gardening here, and I was listening to your talk about Extendivite. And so I thought, well, hey, I can call you and tell you what my experience has been. And several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things, and I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. Mm-hmm. And when I heard about Extendivite on your program, because we listen all the time, and I thought, I'm going to find out what's in it. And when I learned, it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. So we ordered it several years ago. And, John, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me. And then...
Well, obviously, Elaine, you're in pretty good health because you were out gardening.
Well, yeah, Michigan is starting to get kind of nice out here, and it's renewal for me, and I love it. But then Ken has been on it, and I'm telling you, I would just suggest people to get on it, even if you don't have a heart situation. The cayenne will go through your artery system and clear it. I mean, all drugs do is cover up the problem. You still have the problem. You cannot heal it, but you will heal it if you go on garlic, cayenne, and these drops are marvelous, and I have been on them. In fact, we just ordered a couple of months ago. We got 6 or 8 bottles right now so we don't run out. And I don't know how much further people can be convinced, but it's a tough go to tell somebody not to go to their doctor. It is a tough road to go.
And Elaine, there is so much programming in people's heads. And what I especially like about Don is that he encourages you to stay in close contact with your doctor. Let him see the results. And he wasn't joking. His doctor was so impressed with his newfound health, he started ordering the product from him and taking it himself. So that is an endorsement unto itself. Elaine, I appreciate you calling in, and you and Ken have healthy days ahead.
Well, he's 83, and I'm going to be 80, and we just did a whole yard work, and and now we're going to make dinner together and start again tomorrow. So we're good to go, and I just know that God put this product in our hands because we are so eager to let people know what is going on in this terrible situation, and especially in September where they're talking about this financial situation. So we need our health, and I do not want a pill. And I just urge anybody out there, try it. You will love it. And I love your program. Oh, and we do support you.
Thank you.
Got a boogie. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Say hi to Ken. Say hi to Ken for me.
I'll be glad to.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, that was not a setup call. She just called out of the clear blue. And this is what people will tell you. Bless her extendivided heart. That is great. I love it. It's real. There are real things in this world. I had another guy call me today, and he says, you know, I've been on this product. He says, I trust you, John. He said, if I can't trust you, I know that I can't trust anybody in this life. And he says, I've been on the Cardivite for a little while. And he says, I'm waiting. I said, well, you just stay on it. And I said, the health benefits will come. It's a given. By the way, if you want to know the attitude that the government has toward us, now we've reported on it, Homeland Security, you know, there are 3 stages of maybe terror alert. Those sovereign citizens out there, and definitely Al-Qaeda, and, well, of course, there's the militias as well. Well, this was at a hearing, and I don't cross over into this pond very often, but Paul Joseph Watson nailed this one. And he did a story that bloggers compared to ISIS during congressional hearing. People who challenge establishment narratives online likened with terrorist organizations. I kid you not. This is how far this out of control, unlawful government has gotten. Bloggers, conspiracy theorists, and people who challenge establishment narratives on the internet were all likened to ISIS terrorists during a chilling congressional hearing, which took place yesterday. And by yesterday, we mean the 15th. The hearing, hosted by House Foreign Relations Committee, which is a joke unto itself. What foreign relations? We don't have any. We have a point and a gun and bullets and threats and sanctions. It was titled Confronting Russia's Weaponization of Information and accused Russia's state broadcaster, RT, of weaponizing conspiracy theories to spread propaganda. You know, this is kind of like dovetailing into Putin's a bad guy, and because he doesn't want NATO parked right next to him, he's trying to start World War III. Yeah, blow it out your ear hole. One of the speakers giving testimony was former RT host Liz Wall. Now, if you remember, she made a public spectacle of quitting Russian state media last year in the incident stage managed by neocon James Kirchick, himself a former employee of Radio Free Europe. That's the state media outlet. remarking that the internet provided a platform for fringe voices and extremists. Wall characterized people who challenged establishment narratives as a cult. They mobilize and they feel they're part of some enlightened fight against the establishment. They find a platform to voice their deranged views, said Wall, referring to comments made in January by U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors Chief Andrew Lack, who characterized RT as a threat on the same level as ISIS and Boko Haram. Wall said the comparison was justified. By using the internet to mobilize people that feel displaced, not that they are displaced, that is feel displaced, that they feel like they've been on the outskirts of society. No, they haven't been pushed there. No. And gives them a place where they can find a sense of belonging and maybe make a difference in their own way, and it's a problem, she said. Yeah, truth always is, toots. Wall went on to bemoan the fact that the conspiracy theorists were shaping the discussion online, on message boards, Twitter, and on social media, before asserting that the web had become a beacon of disinformation, false theories, people that are just trying to make a name for themselves, bloggers or whatever, that have absolutely no accountability for the truth, that are able to rile up mass amount of people online. Yes, that's right. You're reading it exactly the way it is. They're scared to death of the truth. Committee Chairman Ed Royce then proceeded to accuse people on YouTube of using raw violence to advance conspiracy theories. Peter Pomerantsev of London-based Legatum Institute followed up by claiming that conspiracy theories were no longer fringe and were now driving the success of Jean-Marie Le Pen in France, before lamenting the fact that conspiracy theories were challenging the global order. Love the term. Thank you for that. Global order and threatening to undermine global institutions. That's what we've been talking about, is the global government, the New World Order. Stick it in your ear, Pinocchio. Who gives a damn? All three individuals that gave testimony are staunch critics of Russia, leading Representative Dana Rohrabacher to wish, and I quote, "We had at least one other person to balance out this in a way that perhaps could have compared our system to the Russian system to find out where that truth is and just how bad that is." Wait a minute. What did he just say? To find out where the truth is and comparing it to RT? And to find out just how bad it is? We've been watching and reporting on you people. We know how bad it is because you've caused it. And now you're accusing us of what? Being conspiracy theorists? Have you lost your freaking mind? We live in the real world. We live in a world as a result of your actions, you damned hypocrites. You smarmy little hypocrites. Oh, man. You don't think we're making a difference, folks? If they're having hearings on stuff like this, you can bet your bottom dollar that we're being effective. Beyond the inflammatory rhetoric, the real story revolves around the fact that Washington was caught off guard by the rapid growth of RT, and even Hillary Clinton and others having acknowledged the fact that the U.S. is losing the information war. No. Read that, we are losing the propaganda war because people are turning off the controlled media, spoon-fed by this government, spoon-fed by the CIA, spoon-fed by the supposed representatives from the Pentagon. Come on, man. Come on. Without a doubt, RT puts out pro-Russian stuff, okay? We got that. But it also broadcasts truth about geopolitics and U.S. foreign policy that America will never see on mainstream corporate networks, precisely because those networks are also engaged in propaganda. There's no mystery behind why RT has become so big. Telling the truth is popular. But because Washington finds it impossible to compete on that basis, it has been forced to resort to ad hominem attacks and absolutely ludicrous comparisons to ISIS in a desperate bid to level the playing field. As linguist Noam Chomsky said, the idea that there should be a network reaching people which does not repeat the U.S. propaganda system is intolerable to the U.S. establishment. Yeah, do you think? Do I have time to play this clip? Yes, I do believe that I do. Hold on here. It just, for some reason, just went blank on me. Let me see if I can pull this back up. Now that I'm talking about it, they probably yanked it off of YouTube. All right, here is Mr. Royce, the chairman of the House Foreign Committee, House of Foreign Affairs Committee, I should say. Here's the piece.
One of the questions I'm interested in here is that usually around the globe, people hunger for information, and especially when they think they're being denied facts. But what seems to be happening in Russia is that people begin to presume that these conspiracies are in fact true, as they're, you know, introduced to this on a daily basis. You repeat it over and over and over again, and suddenly the conspiratorial theories begin to take on a life of its own. And I wondered if maybe the panelists could explain the factors that make this Russian disinformation campaign so seemingly so effective, from some of the polling I've seen inside Russia in terms of the credibility that people have to information which would logic would contradict. But also I was going to ask you a little bit about the platform that it provides for fringe and radical views, not just in Russia but worldwide, as sort of the extreme fringe is given a platform for what otherwise would not be considered reputable television. You know, most broadcasts wouldn't have on the types of voices with these conspiratorial theories. But maybe you could explain the process that RT undertakes to select its experts. And I'll just turn it over to the panel for your responses.
That's an interesting question, selecting the experts, because that word, I think, is used loosely in Russian
television.
This
is Liz Wall talking.
Essentially, anybody that is an expert is somebody that is willing to toe the Russian line and to, they could be from the far left, they could be from the far right, they could have unconventional, deranged theories. It didn't matter, and sometimes the producers would scour the internet for these experts. So what qualifies as an expert, it's kind of murky what that is. And why it's effective, I think you had mentioned that it provides this voice for fringe voices, extremists, and it works because it provides a place for these people, a place where these people can congregate and feed off of each other's biases. It's almost like a community that is almost like a cult, I would say, that is formed online, and they mobilize and they feel like they are part of some enlightened fight against the establishment, that they and they
don't you they just
find
want
a home.
Smack her right
they find
now?
A place where they're heard, and they find a sense of belonging. They find an outlet where they can a platform to voice their deranged views. And I know that formerly of Radio Free Europe, Mr. Lack, who has since departed, had gotten a lot of criticism for comparing Russia Today and Russian propaganda to ISIS propaganda. And while, yes, there is a strong difference, we're talking about a terrorist organization versus a government, a nation state, I think he did have credence in comparing the strategy that's there by using the internet to mobilize people that feel displaced, that feel like they've been on the outskirts of society, and give them a place where they can find a sense of belonging and maybe make a difference in their own way. And it's a problem, and we see that it's effective. We see that they are shaping the discussion online, on message boards, on Twitter, on social media. And the internet, you know, we thought that it would be this place where you know, it's wonderful in a lot of ways because a lot of different viewpoints and a lot of different people have a voice like never before. But unfortunately, it's provided a forum where disinformation, false theories, people that are just trying to make a name for themselves, bloggers or whatever, that have absolutely no accountability for the truth, are able to rile up a mass amount of people online.
Well, I think what's interesting about it,
Hold on one second. We'll take the break here. I'll play the rest of this on the other side. Are you hearing this woman? And she is just seething. I mean, she's a broadcaster. You don't keep popping into the microphone. She is absolutely livid. I wonder who's paying her and how much. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what a paid whore sounds like. We'll be right back.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free your mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away, but don't talk about that. That is a conspiracy theory. All right, let's play the rest of this. About 3 minutes left.
The use of raw violence, which they do a lot of on their YouTube,
mm-hmm.
1.4 billion hits is a lot of hits.
Yep.
So people will go to the use of raw violence, and then that will be used as part of a thesis on some conspiracy theory that then is played out. I wondered, Peter, your take on this?
Listen, this question, I think you've hit on one of the key issues here, which takes us all the way through the problems at stake. They're not fringe anymore, these groups. We're talking about a France where Jean-Marie Le Pen's far-right party is surging in the polls. We're talking about a Hungary where Jobbik, the far-right party, is rising and rising. We're talking about 20%
of... Oh, my God. The far-right people are going to come and get us.
Parliament having what we used to think were fringe, very pro-Russian views. Among the people who vote for these parties, there is a lot of people who believe in conspiracies, because they're working on a similar thing. Conspiracies happen when people don't trust the institutions around them, don't trust parliament, don't trust media. If everyone's lying to you, then there must be a shadowy hand. So the Kremlin is in this loop. It is pushing out more conspiracies to fan that audience. They are funding these parties. You know, we know that the Kremlin is funding Jean-Marie Le Pen in France. These are not fringe parties. This is actually now becoming the mainstream. And this is very, very frightening.
I mean, that would be, if I were you, I'd be afraid.
It's sort of a linguistic sabotage on the infrastructure of reason. You know, you can't have a reality-based discussion when everything becomes conspiracy. In Russia, the whole discourse is conspiracy. Everything is conspiracy. When a genuine opposition person like Alexei Navalny emerges in Russia, the first story the Kremlin does, he's one of ours. He's a conspiracy as well. Don't believe in him. It's all about destroying belief in anything. When you have no belief in truth, then you can't believe in anything. But also more insidiously than that, look, I'm going to get very grand now. Our global order is based on the idea of a reality-based politics. Yeah? If that reality-based sort of base is destroyed, then you can't have international institutions and international dialogue. I mean, I remember a quote from, I think, Franciscan monk after the Second World War. It's like, lying is not a form of communication. It rids people of their right to live in reality and makes a reality-based politics impossible. This is a very insidious trend.
Thank you, Peter. Let me go. My time's expired. I'm going to go to Mr. Engel of New York.
You can go to hell for all I care. They're having hearings, folks, on the conspiracy theorist. And just to deflect just a little bit, so this doesn't appear to be aimed at, well, maybe people like myself. We'll use the Russian model. Oh, it's RT. I have seen more credible stuff come out of RT in the last year than I have seen come out of our entire media in my entire life. They're losing the global order, and they're aware of this. What do you see happening in Europe right now? The European Union is disintegrating. The euro is out the window. Austria on the verge of collapse. They fell behind. We were supposed to be well on our way to the happy, fuzzy little New World Order, folks. The European Union, the North American Union. And then we just get this whole thing under one umbrella with international law. Forget your state. Forget your sovereignty. Forget your self-determination. This is now going to be run by nameless, faceless bureaucrats that nobody even came close to saying, yeah, we like that guy. Put him in there. It's starting to unravel. We cannot stop now. To stop now would seal our fates. We're hurting them, and we're hurting them badly. If you get this kind of maniacal crap on Capitol Hill in front of a group of mid-level managers, let's just call them that, senators, there hasn't been a statesman in Washington, D.C., I don't think, in memory. Can you remember the last one? They're scared, folks. Thank God. Second hour, National Intel coming up. We'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe,